وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، حفظك الله وراحك. My dear brother, you're asking about making judgment on someone practice a sin knowing that is a sin. Also, is it considered as a kufr asar? My dear brother, if we apply this kind of rule on each other, it's going to be a massive miss. It's going to be very bad. Actually, you should realize a similar rule is one of principles of Al-Khawarij. My dear brother, no one is perfect. And it's a normal for believers to practice a sin knowing that it is a sin. Normal in terms of it's wide common. No one is exception from it except perfect, like Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So my dear brother, Hafidhakallahu Ta'ala, that's why Allah Jalla wa'ala order us to do a tawbah. You understand? I re-explain again. For an individual to commit a sin is three different types. Those individuals who practice in sin, they don't know it's a sin actually. They have no knowledge about it. It's a sinful act. This category Allah Jalla call it khata, mistake. Because they don't know, they are ignorant and they have a reasonable excuse. And for sure this category have its own details and explanation, but in general this is the description for it. The second category, an individual practicing a sin knowing that is a sin. Third category, an individual practicing a sin not believing that it's a sin, even though it's a sinful act, but he doesn't believe that it's a sin. So don't mix in between the first category and the second category. The first category, even though that act is a sin, but we don't call him sinful because he have a legal excuse. He have a reasonable reason not to call him a sinful. That's why Allah Jalla call it khata, mistake. And Allah Jalla already said, as how he mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah among those believers, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا قَالَ اللَّهُ قَدْ فَعَلْتَ. I did, I accept. Allah will never charge believers for committing something they didn't know about it, because they have a reasonable ignorance excuse them from being a sinful, even though they practice that sin. And I have a lot of examples from the Sharia for this understanding. The second category, no, they have the knowledge and they know it's a sin. But even with that, they did it because of many reasons. It's kind of ignorance, but the ignorance here is a temporary ignorance. The ignorance here is complicated. The ignorance here is not like the first category. The ignorance here, it's at that time, temporary means at the time of the sin, there was ignorance. But even though they know it's a sin and it's a wrong act. For those people, Allah Jalla wa'ala ordered the believers to do a tawbah. For those people are obligated on them to do the tawbah. Also for the first category and for all categories, but mainly for those people because they are sinful. But we don't call them kuffar. We don't put judgment on them if they did the tawbah. So, we don't put judgment on them if they did the sin, knowing that is a sin, but they hide themselves and they feel shy. Have many reasons for those people to do such issue. Sometimes because of shaitan, sometimes the shaitan from the jinn kind or the shaitan from the human kind. Sometimes the shaitan inside them sometimes the yani they do it out of a desire at that moment, then they regret for it. But all this within knowledge, etc., many reasons. So in two different situations, you cannot expose them. Number one, if they did tawbah, finish. فَتَوْبَةَ تَجُبُّ مَا قَبْلًا, erase everything behind it. The second thing is, if they did it hidely, secretly, they didn't expose. They feel shy, they regret. But even if they did it, you are not allowed to expose them. Yes, you are allowed to go and advise them and correct them. But excuse me, you are not allowed with the consensus of the ulama like Ibn Hazm rahmahullah ta'ala said. لا يجوز. إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم. It's included. صلى الله عليه وسلم. But in the situation when they practice the sin, know it is sin, but they are proud of it, they like it, they want to spread it, here we put judgment on them to protect the ummah, the community, and the nation from the evil, because they already upgraded themselves to that third level. Practicing a sin, knowing that is a sin, but they believe it's not anymore for any kind of reason. Shubuhat, doubts in religion, mixing with disbelievers, wrong education, wrong faith, weak iman, evil attention, whatever it is, whatever reason behind it. In this situation, yes, we put judgment on them. And they are very close from the kufr, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they are different. Different what? Different categories and different levels. Can we call it a kufr asghar? The answer is depends. Depends. So I advise you to remove this term at the moment, so you don't be confused and you don't drop yourself on that dangerous path. The path of the khawarij. Al-khawarij al-qudama aw al-khawarij al-judud. The old khawarij, like the Azariqa or Sufriya, etc. Al-khawarij al-judud, the new khawarij, like al-dawa'ish wal-qawa'id and others. All of them, be careful. Barakallahu fiyyum.